And if it's not paved with anything, you just say it's a...
It's a gravel road.
Okay, or if it's not even gravel, it's...
Well, it's a hardtop road or all-weather road.
Okay. If it doesn't even have that...
Dirt road.
Okay. What do you call those, that black stuff that they fill up the cracks in the road with?
Asbestos.
Okay.
Yes. Asphalt. Asphalt is what it is. Tar and asphalt.
Okay. What would you call a little road out in the country that goes off the main road? What do you call something along the side of the street, the little strip of pavement that people walk on?
Sidewalk.
Okay, what do you call the grass that's between, you know, usually there's a little bit of grass between the sidewalk and the street?
I have no word for it.
You know, like 90% of the people I talk to don't have a word for that.
I don't.
The other 10%. My husband and I have a running argument about it. He calls it a...
What does he call it?
Parkway. I call it the parking.
You know, the post office calls it that because that's the place where you put post office boxes in the city.
I was thinking you were referring to probably in between the highway. I would have said median, but when you said sidewalk and road, that's... Cancel that.
Right.
I started to say, you don't necessarily grow grass there if you maybe put flower beds there.
That's true, yeah. That's true. Especially if you don't want to mow it. It's a pain to have to mow. If you put... Okay, some people like milk in their coffee, but some people like their coffee...
Black.
Okay, what's... Do you have any other names for black coffee?
Coffee.
Okay. On horses, a female horse is called a...
Mare.
Okay, and a male horse is a...
Stay.
Okay. And a male horse that they don't want to use for breeding, they call a what?
I don't know much about horses, so I'll tell you.
What about sheep? On a female sheep is a
ewe.
Okay, and a male sheep
is a ram.
Hey, y'all quit prompting. No fair.
That shows you how I'm not raised on a farm, and I'm not used to. I know these things, but they don't come because I wasn't raised with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Well, hogs, those stiff bristles that they have on their backs. Never mind. I just blew the question. What do you call those teeth that the hog has?
Teeth.
When they have teeth, sometimes they have these teeth. Does it count like this? Okay. And when you pour feed out for an animal, you know, like in the barn, you pour it out into a feed
trough.
Okay. Do you know how you call cows to get them to come in from the pasture?
Lots of ways.
Cow. What would you say if you were trying to get...
cow. That's all you have to do is bang a gate and they come.
Oh, really? I've seen farmers go out and honk their pickup horn.
Well, you can do that, too.
Mm-hmm. Whatever they do.
If they throw feed off from the back of a pickup, that is a way of doing it.
Uh-huh.
On larger places where they feed out in the open. But... at my house, all my husband has to do is walk in and slam one of the middle doors, gates, and they know that he's there.
How do you call chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
Okay. And you're riding a horse, what do you call those things that you guide him with?
Reins.
Okay. And if you're plowing, what do you call those things? They're like reins, but do you call them reins or do you call them something else?
I still call them reins because I don't know much about horses.
All right. When you ride a horse, what do you put your feet into?